Hi, my loves. I hope all is well with you guys. So yes, I know this is well overdue, and I know it's been some time since my last podcast in which I discussed how I was going to be more proactive, more consistent, and I apologize, guys. I completely failed you, but here's what I've been doing. So I've been taking this time out to kind of jot down my ideas, figure out what I want to talk about, how I want to talk about it, how I even want to bring it up, because, you know, there's so many topics out there. There's so many things to talk about that are not being talked about, you know? And I want to bring it up. I want to talk about my opinion on the matter. I want to give you guys advice if you have any. I just want to be an extra person in your life when you need someone. So, one of the main topics, I don't even know if it's a topic. No, it is a topic. Well, one of the main things I want to talk to you about is your life. Now, you're probably like, why do you want to talk about my life? Well, your life. But I want to talk about life in general, and I want to talk about the two things that kind of coincide with life, which is what I like to call the best friends. I don't even know what I wanted to call it, but we'll get back to that. So I want to talk about life overall, fear, and failure. That's a traumatic, like, threesome right there. That's just terrible. Okay, so let's talk about life first, because that's what we live day to day, what we wake up to, what we look forward to, basically. You know, you wake up, you open your eyes, and you say thank you for waking up for another day, seeing life and living it. But a lot of people are hesitant to talk about it. And I get it. You can't share those amazing moments you have with anyone. You can't just tell someone all of your tragedies in your life and kind of expect them to understand or keep it a secret if you wanted them to. The crazy thing about life is that it's already planned out. Okay, let's take a moment there. I am one to believe that A, the energy you give out is the energy you're going to receive. B, the universe works in mysterious ways. And what you put out to the universe is what's going to come to you. So, that being said, I believe that everyone has a book of life. Okay. Your book of life is basically already done for you. You don't know your future. You want to plan your future, but you don't know for sure if it's going to happen. But you know the beginning of your story up until now. So you know that much. You know your past to your present, but you don't know your future. And that's the thing about a storybook, is that you know the beginning because you're reading it. You know where you're at right now because you're continuing to read it, but you don't know the end. I mean, you can know the end to a story if you decide to flip all the pages and get to the end. Sure. And I think in a way that's kind of how we live our lives. We want to skip to the end. So predict our future. And in our heads, we tell ourselves that's going to be my future. But when it doesn't work out, then we end up getting disappointed. Because we say to ourselves, but this was supposed to happen. This was supposed to be it. And why is it not? That's because you didn't accept your story. Your story's already made. Your story's already being told. But you know, us as human beings, we want to be so much in control. We want to know what's to come so that we don't get disappointed. We don't feel like we failed ourselves. And we don't feel like we didn't do much in our lives, you know? And I completely understand that because me personally, I want to have 100% or 1,000% control of my life. I want to know what tomorrow is going to bring me. I want to know what the following day is going to bring me or next year. because I don't want to get disappointed. Being disappointed is the number one thing I believe no one wants to feel. So that being said, let's get back to it. So like I said, your life is already planned. You know, this moment you're living is already written in your book of life. The moments you just had was planned out. So what you had an hour ago kind of was planned out in your book. What you did yesterday was already planned out. You know, what you had last year was already planned out. Sorry about that. The notifications on my computer are not muted. But basically, it was all planned out. You just didn't know. You didn't know and you didn't expect it because you weren't basically expecting it. The moments that you are to come across next are all a secret and you don't know what to expect. And I know it's completely scary. And that's where kind of fear plays into our lives. Fear of, you know, feeling like what's to come next might make us or it might break us. It might have us realizing how precious life is, or it may have us realizing how much life sucks. And I feel like there's no in between the two. It's either a complete positive or you just you're in shambles negative. And nobody wants to be negative. Nobody wants to be in shambles. Nobody wants to feel like they've lost it all. So that's the scary part, and that's where fear comes into play. And fear kind of prevents us from living our lives. Because what's meant to be for us, we're not going to take the initiative to do because we're scared of the outcome. Keep that in mind. I mean, who wants to live their days not knowing what is to come? Who wants to put all of their emotions on the line because of the things that will hit them along the way? No one. Not even me. Not even my mom, my sister. Nobody wants to put everything on the line, their emotions, their integrity. Nobody does, to not know the outcome. And that's where we struggle to make a choice. When something in our life might be a progression for us, in our heads, we think it's going to be a setback because we think of the negative instead of the positive. But this is one thing that I have a lot of conflict with when it comes with my mom, because my mom is a very positive person. She is very headstrong. She believes all good things come to those who wait. And listen, I'm totally with her. I'm totally on that. And I totally agree. But I'm also the type of person that sits here and says, okay, you know what? True. You're right. Positivity does come to those who wait. I'm going to be so positive about it. But because I've been through so much shit in my life, and because I've saw so much shit, and I've felt so many emotions, I'm going to prepare myself in the worst way possible. I'm going to tell myself in my head, I'm not going to get that job. They don't like you. They hate you. That speech you made sucked ass. I'm going to tell myself every negative thing possible, because in my head, I think it's going to prepare me for either direction I go. Has it worked in my favor? No, because that's where I built up anxiety. And that's where it also plays with fear, because then I don't push myself because I'm scared and I have fear of failing, which is another thing we're going to get into. But yeah, these things all coincide with one another. And along the way, it's hard to make the choice and decision of which direction to go. So, I mean, listen, the story of our lives are all in chapters. You know, you age, right? So here we go. I'm 21 years old. I just recently turned 21 January 1st. And my chapter 21 is still beginning. So far, it stinks because I've been through a couple shit already and I'm like, what the flying hell? But you know, things happen for a reason. That's what I tell myself. I don't know the reason now, but I'm gonna find out sooner or later. But this is my chapter 21. Whereas you guys may be chapter 10, chapter 20, chapter 16, chapter 17, 25, 30, 40, whatever your chapter may be, understand that your book is being told to you. What you remember, what you go through is your story. And the precious thing that you can do is embrace your story. Don't regret it. Don't, you know, not tell the world about it. Speak about it. Know that your story can enlighten somebody else and can help somebody else throughout their story. You know, it's like a little side note. You know, when you read a book and sometimes you highlight something or you annotate something or, you know, you just put in something here or you doggy flip the page because you want to remember something. You know, someone can tell you something and I'm going to be like, oh, so-and-so told me this day. And that's written in your story because you're always going to remember what someone told you, whether it is negative or positive. And most likely you're going to remember the negative because it's easy to do so. But try remembering the positive because I bet you if you took the time to sit there and think of the positive shit people keep giving you, it will outweigh the negative. So the main thing I've realized about my chapter in life right now is that it's been a pretty rough one, but full of blessings along the way. It took me a while to accept the rough, tragic parts of my life. And I knew that they only happened because that's how kind of my story is supposed to go. These things in my chapter make me who I am now and prepare me for the next chapter in my life. And I know I've came to realize and accept that I know with every tragedy comes a blessing and something positive. And I can vouch for that. I can totally say that my life has been filled with chaos and, you know, crazy shit, but I've come to the end of that tunnel where I've seen a rainbow and I've seen a pot of gold and I've seen true happiness. And I don't want you guys to forget that in order to be happy doesn't mean you have to go through something traumatic. It just means you're going to have a couple bumps in the road. It may not be a deep pothole or, you know, it may not be a speed bump. It may be like a little, I don't know, like a rock, but it's going to be a beautiful thing at the end. And that I can truly promise you is that if you take your life, if you take fear and failure and you put it in a jumbo pot, you're going to realize that it's a messy one, that it is not fun to look at because it's basically two negatives and a negative and a positive, but it makes up your story. It makes up you and your beautiful being. You're amazing. You're ambitious. You're strideful. You're amazing. And I just want you to know that it's okay to talk about your life. It's okay to discuss the things that others may not agree on. It's okay to stand your ground, stand for what you believe in, stand for what matters. You know, work yourself and know that the work you're putting out there is being recognized by someone. That the work you're putting out there, the blood, sweat, and tears are being recognized by someone. Someone out there that you may not know is looking at you wishing that they can be you or have your potential and have your ambition. And I bet you anything, you have at least one or more followers behind you because they're aiming to be you. And I wouldn't take it as, I know some people tend to say like, oh, you know, I have a lot of haters or whatever. People take things differently, you know? When someone's trying to copy you, it's not because they're copying you, but you need to take it up a level and say it's because I'm inspiring them. I'm helping them in ways. You know, you don't want to make it negative. You don't want to make them feel any way, because in reality, you're just trying to be the amazing person you are. So overall, I didn't want this to be completely long because I don't want to take much out of your day. But I want you to discuss life more. I want you to take chances. I want you to go for it. Go for the things that you're scared of doing. I want you to look fear in the eyes and say, F you, and go for the gold medal. I want you to know that your story is being told to me, and it's a beautiful one, and I want to tell my story to you guys. So, we're going to recap on everything. Life, fear, and failure. Don't let it get the best of you, please. Don't, and listen, it's okay to fail. All right? We're actually going to talk a little bit more about failure on the next one, because I really didn't talk much about it in this one. But we're going to end with life and fear right now. And I will see you guys again for some failure. Bye, loves.